This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers, my sisters in Islam. Welcome to our series of tafsir of the beautiful Quran. Alhamdulillah, we have with us Surah Maryam, and it's an amazing surah, and it is a surah about the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He sent to the early Jews, to the latter Jews, so that inshallah ta'ala they are guided. So Allah sent them so many prophets of God. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the miraculous birth of Isa the Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, and how the Jews, despite the fact that they saw this little boy talking from the cradle, did not believe, you know. So it's a terrible tragedy. But this is the problem with people who, you know, they're not going to believe until this punishment. They're not going to believe. And that's why, you know, yesterday I was... in our tafsir, in our tarawih, we were reciting from the verse in the Quran in Surah Al-A'raf, where Allah talks about how many miracles Allah gave Musa alayhi salam. Then thereafter, Allah tells us that the people of Fir'aun, they said that, wallahi, we will not believe you even if you bring all the miracles. Even if you keep on bringing more and more miracles, we will not believe you. So Allah tells us that He sent so many miracles to them. He made the whole Nile River into blood. He sent them an army of locusts. He sent them an army of frogs. He sent them days of drought. He sent them Tufan, which is a typhoon. He sent them all of this, but you know, still they were not believing in Allah Azza wa Jalla until the death comes to them, until they know they're about to die. That's when they say, okay, you know what, I believe. This is the problem. This is a real problem, you know, real issue. Even the magicians who are subject matter experts, who know their magic better than others, when they did their magic, they knew it was magic. When they saw the miracles of Musa alayhi salam, they knew this cannot be magic, this must be a miracle. And when they knew that, still Fir'aun, who is not a subject matter expert in the topic of black magic, And he did employ people who did black magic, but still he didn't know the difference. And so as a result, he put the miracle and the black magic together in the same basket, as if the good and the bad person are the same. And that's what misled him. And that was on account of his arrogance. So over here, Allah is going to tell us the beauty of the miracle that happened to Maryam alayhi salam. And look at how Allah and His care for this woman. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell us about Isa the Maryam, inshallah ta'ala. With that, inshallah, today we'll take about till verse number 40 of Surah Maryam. Bismillah. فَحَمَلَتْهُ فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا. Verse number 22. فَحَمَلَتْهُ. So she bore him in the womb. فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ. So she withdrew with the child in her belly. مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا. A distant place away from her people. Why did she do that? She wanted to be private. She was an introvert. She wanted to look after the child without anyone saying, oh my God, and it's obvious, how can she fall pregnant when there was no man that ever touched her? Who would ever believe that? So subhanAllah, it was a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she didn't want to, go through that whole pregnancy being with people. She wanted to be on her own. So this was even more difficult, isn't it? Can you imagine being pregnant, first baby, never been touched by a man, fully virgin, and going through the pangs of childhood? There's no cesarean delivery here. It's going to be a vaginal delivery. So how difficult is that going to be? فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَى جِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ قَالَتْ يَا لَيْتَنِي مِتُّ قَبْلَ هَذَا وَكُنْتُ نَسِيًا مَنْسِيًا. How beautiful. Has Allah Azza wa Jalla, how beautifully Allah says this. فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ. So what happened? So the pangs of her childhood, of her childbearing, her pregnancy started. Meaning, she began to have the pains and the contractions of delivery. And she went then and held on to the bark of a date palm tree. Qalat, what did she say? Ya laytani. And you know, as she's going through this, I mean, you can almost imagine, right? This righteous woman, she's going through the pain of childbirth. She's grabbing into the trunk of this date palm tree and holding on to it when the contractions start. Then she said, Ya laytani mittu qabla hada. Wish I was dead before this. Wa kuntu nasiyan mansiya. And I was something that was forgotten. And you know, righteous people sometimes make dua like this. Yeah. It was also reported that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to make dua, Oh Allah, I wish I was just a tree that was cut down and eaten, and then there was nothing there anymore left. Meaning, why would he wish for that? He would wish for that because because of his extreme fear of Allah. That's number one. Number two, because of what he knew are the trials and tribulations that are yet going to happen to human beings as we go towards the Akhirah, the 50,000 year standing, our death, our time in the grave, our having to walk across the Sirat, all of this with the tremendous fear of Allah, despite the fact that he knew inshallah eventually he would go to Jannah. It's the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that drove him to say statements like this. Here, Maryam, what drove her to say statements like this was her also tremendous pain she was going through, which is like unlike any other pain she's ever experienced. And also the fact that, of course, what is going to come after it is she's going to have a baby, and the trials and tribulations she's going to have from the Jews is going to be severe. فَنَادَهَا مِن تَحْتِهَا. So they're called out from underneath her, or at the bottom of her feet. There was an angel that called out, أَلَّا تَحْزَنِي. Don't be sad. قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيَّ. Underneath you, Allah has put a spring. وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِالْجِذْعِ. And then shake the tree, they will fall upon you from the dates, from تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطُبًا جَنِيًّا. And the beautiful rutab, which is the fresh, beautiful, sweet dates will fall down. And what we know is that sweet dates or sweetness, sucrose, has a numbing effect, or at least a mild analgesic effect. And myself in my hospital, when we have a newborn infant, and we need to put, let's say, a needle in their arm, or to put a chest strain, or whatever it is, for whatever problem that they're suffering, before we try and do these sort of things, we give them a little bit of sucrose on their mouth. Because a little bit of the sucrose, which is on their mouth, then it almost creates a bit of an analgesic effect, and then you can put in the needles. Well, alhamdulillah, has far less pain. And that is also why the Prophet also said, when the child is born, then he would put a date in his mouth, wet it, and then he would take the little bit of wetness and of that date, and he would put in the child's mouth, because that would make the pain and the difficulty of childbirth a lot more bearable. And so that is precisely what Allah Azza wa Jal is recommending here. And the angel told her, وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطُبًا جَنِيًّا. And this rutab will come down upon you, and inshallah ta'ala, this will be a mercy for you. And inshallah, it will be give you some analgesia from this pain that you're going through. طيب. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فَكُلِي وَاشْرَبِي وَقَرِّي عَيْنَا. So drink and eat and be happy. وَقَرِّي عَيْنَا, meaning soothe your heart, soothe your soul. Can you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking care of Maryam? How at her time of need, Allah sends every ease. And that is the whole point. One difficulty, which is a childbirth, multiple ease. Angel being sent to look after her. Dates falling down on her. A fresh spring with nice cool water underneath her so she can drink. All of this to make it easy for her to have her childbirth, subhanAllah. فَكُلِي وَاشْرَبِي وَقَرِّي عَيْنَا. So eat and drink soothe your soul. فَإِمَّا تَرَإِنَّ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ أَحَدًا. So if you were to see from anyone from creation, فَقُولِي, or you were to see any human being or man, إِنِّي نَظَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا. I have promised to Allah to fast today. فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيَّ So I will not speak to any human being at all today. So this verse is an evidence that at the time of Maryam alayhi salam, fasting was actually fasting from speaking. And subhanAllah, you know, that is what we should also in some ways revive, to not speak too much, you know, because the Prophet said, whoever fears Allah in the last day, let him speak good or keep silent. And today we talk far too much and we're going to be responsible over our tongues. And the Prophet said, وَهَلْ يُكَبَّ النَّاسُ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ إِلَّا حَصَائِدَ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ Will mankind be thrown into the fire except face first into the fire except because of what their tongues have earned. So we have to be very, very careful. And so Maryam was saying that she was going to make us a fast with a fast to Allah, therefore not speak to any human being at all. فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُ So therefore her people were at a place. What did she do? She grabbed the baby, she wrapped it up, newborn, and came to the people carrying this baby. قَالُوا يَا مَرْيَمُ Said, oh my God, Maryam, what did you do, Maryam? لَقَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا Straight away, they assume that she has done an evil deed. She has slept with somebody. On top of that, she's meant to be righteous. Her father is meant to be the head priest. Her mother is meant to be a righteous woman. And the one looking after is meant to be a prophet of God. You have come with a tremendously evil deed. Ya ukhta Harun. Oh, the daughter of Harun. What does it mean, Harun here? So some scholars said this might mean that she had a brother called Harun. Wallahu ta'ala alam, we have no evidence of that. Or ukhta Harun is like an exclamation. Oh, you son of Mr. Ahmed, okay? Just like, when people exclaim that they have exclamations, they don't sometimes call the person by their name. They sometimes call them by a title or by a nisbah that they have, a intisab that they have, association that they have with someone. So Ukhta Harun is perhaps being referred to Harun, who was from Musa alayhi salam. So is referred to that. Ya ukhta Harun, oh the daughter of Harun. Ma kana abuki imra'a sawi'in. By the way, you might see me a little bit unwell. My sincere apologies. I'm actually a little bit unwell. So the last two episodes, you might see me a little bit hesitant and slow. So forgive me, inshallah. I'm battling a little bit of an illness. Inshallah, it will get better. So forgive me for not being my normal self. Ya ukhta Harun, oh the daughter of Harun, oh the sister of Harun. Ma kana abuk, your father was not imra, a man asaw, yani imra asaw, and he was not a man who was evil. وَمَا كَانَتْ أُمُّكِ بَغِيًّا Neither was your woman, neither was your mother a prostitute. Why are you behaving like a prostitute? Your father was not bad, he was a good man. Your mother was not a prostitute, she was a pious woman. Why have you done something so impious? Straight away they thought bad. And you know, this is a test, wallahi. Do we judge people based upon the action or do we judge people based upon who they are and start giving excuses? And this is why, ikhwati, today we must inculcate the habit of giving excuses to our brothers. You know, for example, let's say you know me. You know me, you know Abu Yusuf, he's a half-decent man. So next time when you hear something bad, don't automatically say, oh my God, what have you done? Rather, before judging it, try and give an excuse. Is he doing something else? Is there something else? Am I misinterpreting the issue? Is there something I don't know about? Is there something else that is really going on from what is apparent to me? So all of these things you have to question and ask yourself beforehand. You must do that. If you're of the people who do not do that, if you're of the people who simply judge upon the apparent and jump to conclusions, then you might actually malalign yourself. Look, the Jews over here malaligned themselves with Maryam straight away without giving her an excuse. They didn't even ask, is this, where did you find the baby? Is this your baby? Even ask, how did you have a baby? When did you get married? Ask those questions at least, if you need to know, rather than coming to a conclusion that somehow you've done evil. So what does Allah say? فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ So she pointed towards him because she was not going to speak. She pointed towards him. فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ قَالُوا They said, كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيَّ How can we speak to someone who is still a child in the cot. How can we speak to someone who's a child in the cot? That's not possible. So the child in the cot spoke up, and this is a miracle Allah has given. Allah tells us of Isa the Maryam. Qal, he said, Inni Abdullah, I am the slave of Allah. And you know, the prophets of God, they were honored to call themselves slaves of Allah. Because everyone else is a slave to something. You know, everyone is a slave to something. You're either a slave to Allah, you're a slave to a devil. You're either a slave to Allah, you're a slave to your desires. Slave to Allah, you're a slave to other gods. You must be a slave to somebody. And so it is a sharaf, it is an honor to call yourself Abdullah. So this is why Isa the Maryam, Allah tells us that he spoke up and he spoke the truth. And he said that he was a slave of Allah, he was not the son of God. Inni Abdullah, verily I am the son of Allah. I am the slave of Allah, astaghfirullah. I am the slave of Allah. Can you? Now, one thing I wanted to point out to you, which is very important. The Christians know that at the same time as Isa ibn Maryam was sent, there were two other prophets that were alive at that time. Zakariya alayhi salam and his son Yahya. So they also know that Zakariya was old man when he had Yahya. So how is it that they attribute son of God, a miraculous birth to Isa ibn Maryam, but they do not attribute that to Yahya? And this is, you know, double standards. I mean, when we know that Yahya had, yes, a father and a mother, but the point is he was old and she was barren. The mother was barren. Barren is tantamount to not being able to have kids, right? In the same way, Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam had a virgin birth. And she also, yani, did not have someone that could have made her fall pregnant. So why is it, this is the double standards, why are you, O Christians, attributing virgin birth to Isa the Maryam, but you do not attribute that to John the Baptist? And why is it that you say that he is the son of God, whereas John the Baptist is just a prophet of God? Why is that the case? Yani, this is double standards, wallahi. And you have chosen whoever, and you have made the deen whatever and however you wish. So what did they say? Ya ukhta Haruna ma kana abuki imra'asu wa ma kanat ummuki maghiya fa asharat ilay. So she pointed to the boy. Kayfa nukallimu man kana fil mahdi sabiyya? How can we speak to the one who is still a child, an infant? Qala inni Abdullah. He spoke up and he said, I am the slave of Allah. Atani al-kitab, he has given me the book, which is Injil. Wa ja'alani nabiyya, and he has made me from the prophets of God. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا, and he has made me blessed. أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ, wherever I am. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ, and he has ordained me to have salah. وَالزَّكَاةِ, and the zakat. مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّ, as long as I am alive. So here, straight away, the son of Mary, Isa the Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, realigns the expectation who he is. He's another prophet of God. He's been sent by Allah. And he has been awsa. Awsa can have two meanings. Awsa means to obligate, can have one meaning. The other one is to recommend. Both of them have meaning. When it's from Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, wasiyyatu min Allah is an obligation. Yeah, and the wasiyya from a man, such as awsani khalili, my prophet gave me an admonition, that can either be obligatory or non-obligatory. It can be either obligatory or non-obligatory. But from Allah, it's always obligatory. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ, and he ordained me with prayer. وَالزَّكَاةِ, and to give the zakat. مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّ, as long as I am alive. And therefore, can you see how salah and zakat was even obligated upon Isa the Maryam? So therefore it shows you that these acts that we are doing now is something which has actually been before us in the nations of the past. مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّ. وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَتِي, and he made me righteous to my mother. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا, did not make me jabbar, someone who is haughty, شَقِيًّا, someone who is distraught, and he in himself is I'm trying to search for the right word, distraught and haughty and destroyed in himself. Okay, shaqi is opposite of sa'id. Sa'id is happy. Opposite is a depressed and angry and hurt. So, and he did not make me from the proud and hurtful ones. Wassalamu alayya, and peace be upon me. Yawma wulidtu, the day I've been born. Wa yawma amutu, the day I will die. وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيَّا, and the day I'll be resurrected again. So this all shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this all shows that Isa ibn Maryam was indeed a human being. He will die, he will be resurrected again. All of this shows that he was definitely not the son of God. ذَلِكَ عِيسَى ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ, that is Isa, the son of Mary. قَوْلَ الْحَقِّ الَّذِي فِيهِ يَمْتَرُونَ, this is the statement of truth about which they are doubting and they are arguing about. مَا كَانَ لِلَّهِ أَن يَتَّخِذَ مِن وَلَدًا سُبْحَانَهُ, it is not possible for Allah to take a son, glory be to him. Why not? Because he cannot have anyone equal to him. He doesn't have a sahiba. He does not have a need for a son. Everything on the heavens and the earth is a slave to Allah Azza wa Jalla. إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا, when he decrees a thing, إِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ, he simply says to it, be and it is. Amazing power of Allah. Be and it is. You know, power of Allah so much that he can create something out of nothing. And that is why Einstein's theory is actually wrong. It's not always there. According to Einstein, the universe should have always existed and just changes over into different states from matter to energy, etc. But the reality is, that is not true. The reality is Allah Azza wa Jalla can create something out of nothing without there being any precedent. فَإِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ يَكُونُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَكُونُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونُ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوا, and Allah is my Lord and your Lord. فَاعْبُدُوا, so worship him only. هَذَا صِرَاطُ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, this is the actual straight path. This is the straight path. طيب. فَاخْتَلَفَ الْأَحْزَابُ مِنْ بَيْنِهِمْ, so then the groups differed. What did they differ about? Was it a virgin birth? Was it not a virgin birth? Did you really hear the baby talk? No, I don't think so. He spoke. Something else probably spoke. You know, something else, a jinn. Yani, subhanAllah, they didn't believe the miracle. Some believed it, others didn't believe it. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِمَشْهَدِ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ, so woe to those who disbelieved from the witness on that day. أَسْمِعْ بِهِمْ وَأَبْصِرْ يَوْمَ يَأْتُونَنَا, and أَسْمِعْ بِهِمْ وَأَبْصِرْ يَوْمَ يَأْتُونَنَا, and we will allow them to notice and see and hear on the day that they come. لَكِنَ الظَّالِمُونَ يَوْمَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ, on that day the ظالمين are going to be in manifest error and manifest mistake. وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ, and give them the warnings of the day of regret. حَسْرَة is day of regret, one of the names of day of judgment. So on the day of distress, apologies, on the day of distress, and that is one of the names of the day of judgment, because lots of distress from the heat and the standing and the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the constant bickering and fighting with others. وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ, and warn them on the day of hasra, of difficulty. إِذْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ, when the affair has been judged. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ وَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, whilst they are in playful jest and they do not believe. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَرِثُ الْأَرْضَ, verily we are the one who will inherit the earth. وَمَنْ عَلَيْهَا, and what is upon it. وَإِلَيْنَا يُرْجَعُونَ, and to us will be our return. To us will be our return. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that Isa the Maryam is nothing but the son of God. Nothing but the son of a mother. And he is not the son of God. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him very human. And he spoke the truth. And people have only differed after him, and they've forgotten the truth. They've covered up the truth with a lot of lies. And this is what has caused the latter people from being confused. Until today, the Injil has been fabricated, and there are portions of the Injil that contain statements that are not from the Injil itself. That is why the Prophet said, when you hear the Jews and the Christians, do not believe them nor deny them. Do not disbelieve them as well. Meaning, you never know what they're saying. Is there an element of truth in it? How much of it is true? How much of it is false? Neither believe in them nor disbelieve in them, right? As far as their belief, which is that Jesus is the Son of God, then of course this is something which we should totally disbelieve in. When the Prophet said, don't believe or disbelieve in them, what he meant by that are the stories that they say, and about some of the specifics of issues, like what happened to Dawood, and how did he die, and you know, the Israeliyat have a lot of narrations, so do not believe them nor disbelieve them, because a lot of them have tremendous amounts of lies and misjudgment in these affairs, inshallah. This is the story of Isa ibn Maryam. Alhamdulillah, as we move on tomorrow, we will take the story of Ibrahim and his family, and a beautiful story of him with his family and how he left them in Makkah. And also we're going to take the story of him slaughtering his children, inshallah, Ismail. Something that really touches my heart, inshallah. Until tomorrow, my sincere apologies. I'm struggling with my sickness, inshallah, but inshallah, hopefully I'll be better a lot more. So I've tried to keep the tafsir a little bit shorter these days, inshallah. Thank you once again. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.